No.
Okay,
you go.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
We chuckle every time we do that.
I know.
This is Truth Be Told, and I'm Zoe.
I'm India.
Yeah.
Word.
So, let's kick it off. Didn't you say you wanted to talk about our lives first?
Oh, yeah.
India's sick.
I'm sick.
She skipped last week because she was sick.
Yo. But now my voice is, like, at that... Okay, I know we've talked about it, but, like, if anyone has seen Friends, you know when Phoebe gets really sick and then she sings, but, like, everyone... Yeah, she becomes, like, 10 times sexier. Yeah. Like, that is me right now.
Like, so, it was me last time.
Like, smelly... Well, you haven't seen Friends.
Yes, I have. What are you talking about?
Smelly cat. Smelly cat. How do you...
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
No, I know what you're talking about.
we're a little down bad, so...
Yeah, happens, though.
Cool. But yeah, about our lives. Yeah, we're sick, as is, like, half of Lafayette right now. Because...
They're, like, out of antibiotics.
Yeah, they... Basically, Bailey Health Center is kind of doing us dirty right now because they gave me a prescription and then didn't actually give me any medication.
Yeah.
So I kind of just walked out of there like...
What was the point?
Like, they just gave me like throat numbing cough drops, but like, I don't even know where.
Yeah. And when I was sitting on the quad with Zoe earlier, I think I started telling you this. I don't know if I finished telling you.
Zoe literally told them that she coughed up blood.
And they were
and
like...
And they still wouldn't let her
like,
in.
Aww.
We were like,
you.
Sorry, come back tomorrow.
For real. And my friend passed by, and we were like, oh, what are you doing? And she was like, I'm going to get a strep test. I'm dead. And we were like, you're not special. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
We were just like.
Imagine.
No, not just at like, all. I was like, queen, we feel you.
I don't even know where this sickness came from, though.
Zoe.
Gordon.
She's been sick for like a month.
Oh.
She gets mad at us when we keep telling her that it's her fault, though.
But it's Zoe. But it is. See, I can't even gulp anymore. I can just cough. Okay.
Yeah.
See, if I do that, then I'll just, like...
Die.
But what's going on in your life, Zoe?
What is going on in my life?
Work. She got a new puffer jacket.
I do.
It's from Aritzia. It's the super puff.
Yeah.
She thrives.
Like, I do thrive. I said I really like it. Because it was really nice today, but it's cold now.
I know. It's like 38 degrees in the morning, and then it gets like 60, yeah. 60 something, 69.
Yeah.
And then that's what it was. Don't come at me.
And then
it was back
now.
To, yeah.
Because it's getting early. I mean, it's getting dark so much earlier, which is boo. It's like 5 o'clock and it's dark.
Yeah. You know global warming, bro.
Daylight savings.
Daylight savings. It took me like... a lot longer than it should have to like realize if our clock was set back, like what that meant for the sunrise and the sunset. That took me way too long to figure out.
Like when you were young?
No, like 2 days ago.
Like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Oh. How many times have you been alive for daylight savings?
Like two?
Oh.
It happens every 9 years.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
It's like the extreme leap year.
Yeah.
Bruh, imagine having your birthday on a leap year.
For real.
Imagine people being like, well, shut up, because you're 3 years old. And you have no comeback from that. You're just like, well, I'm like a 6'2" 3 year old. Whatever.
Yeah, you're 6'2".
I'm 5'4", but it doesn't matter.
5'4".
How tall are you?
5'8" and a quarter.
You need to add the quarter?
Tower over you. Yeah, I do.
Does that make you feel really powerful?
It does.
Okay, cool.
How tall is Shan again? She gives me, like, tall vibes, but I don't even think she's that tall. I think she's, like, 5'7".
I don't know. Texas Shan.
Did you know that Blake Lively's 5'10"?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought she was, like, 5'11".
No. Oh,
yeah. Not that that's that different.
That she was shorter.
Really?
Yeah.
There was this TikTok that recently came out of, like, these lookalikes of, like, Serena and Blair.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No.
Oh.
You give Blair vibes. But not like that.
Okay.
But, like,
Blair looks-wise?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's Chuck.
Well, I love Chuck. I am Chuck Bass.
I'm your Chuck Bass.
You give me Chuck Bass vibes.
Yeah. That's rude.
I'm kidding. I love how we check. Anyways, so moving on from our lives. Oh my god. Zoe, talk for me.
Stop. Just stop coughing.
I know. It's all a performance.
It is. And you're good. You should be a theater major.
Literally. I actually couldn't. That's just...
like...
oh, I couldn't, bro.
I would pay so much money to a one-woman show.
Oh my god. Chicago? Bro. Chicago. Was it Trina?
Yeah.
Trina Vega?
Yeah.
That's a horrible name.
It really is. There's
so That's nice. A horrible show. Okay, the song slap. No, but then you, like, watch it now.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like...
No. It's, like, definitely not good, but it was, like, amusing enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wait.
What were your favorite childhood shows?
Wait. What were my... Oh, sorry. What were my favorite childhood shows? iCarly.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, did you ever see Degrassi?
No. It always... Degrassi.
Degrassi. It was, like, my one kink. The commercials
would come up.
Oh, sorry. Because it was, like, not appropriate for me.
Yeah, the commercials would always come up, and I'd be like...
I know. Because it'd be, like...
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Was it bad?
It was just, like... Wasn't Drake in it?
You know what? I think so.
What the... Wait, was he? I actually want to look this up. But it was, like, my one little, like, secret that no one knew about. And it was, like, me just doing this really bad thing. Cool. I can't. Stop it. Stop being silly. Have you seen Hollywood Heights?
No.
I was also way too old for way too young for that.
I don't even think I've heard of that.
Oh. What were your favorite childhood shows?
SpongeBob.
That explains so much. Just like. I don't even, oh my god, there was like a study that literally came out saying that people who watch SpongeBob like lose brain cells.
Okay, that was just a hoax made up by parents.
Like, I believe in it. Like,
okay, SpongeBob.
Okay.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Oh my god, yeah. Yes.
iCarly, definitely. My mom, you know what, when Spencer, like, walks into the elevator and he has an emu next to him and he's also holding a smoothie, and Carly's like, what is that? And he's like, a smoothie. Do you not remember that?
No.
I'll pull it up, but my mom dies.
Wait, that. And there was an emo person?
An emu.
Oh, an emu.
Emu.
I thought you said an emo.
No.
I was like, oh, god.
Like a big bird.
Oh.
No, that was hilarious.
He was the sculptor.
Yeah. Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
My favorite episode was when One Direction came on.
I don't remember that one.
I was just like...
Oh.
Okay.
You're that.
Yeah, I'm a One Direction fan.
Zoe 101,
yep. Zoe. Who's your favorite character?
Michael.
Aww.
Hundo P.
He's such a little mush.
He really is. Logan too.
Logan's just a laugh, bro.
Like.
Say that again?
What? Huh?
Cool.
Yeah.
Bro, you know the episode where Michael has to learn how to drive and he gets taught by that person who, like, makes him stomp his feet and, like, cranberries?
Yes.
Bro, that was my favorite episode. I was like, why is this low-key sexual?
That's hilarious. No, but you know what I want? You know, oh shoot, I forget what the sushi place is called.
Sushi Rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Chase and Logan were, like, delivering.
And they burnt it down?
Yeah, but that's besides the point. I want someone to deliver, like, lower to us. I
want
to deliver.
I want that platter of sushi.
So we're thinking of different things right now.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get into our topics for today.
Yeah.
So we first want to talk about confrontation.
Confrontation. Should we start there?
Yeah. Well, I personally am horrible at confrontation.
Yeah.
Unless I'm around someone who, like, understands my tics.
yeah,
and like understands like you that I can't speak, yeah, and that I we're just say, yeah, I'm getting better at it.
I'm getting better at it too.
Yeah, like I'll say a couple words, and at that point, you just need to be on the same like track as me. Like you need to know where my head is going, or no, else like
be like, oh, him.
Brunette.
Yeah. And I'm like,
you get it?
Excuse me? And then she gets mad at me when I don't understand.
But like with confrontation, like I also laugh when I like when I'm in really awkward situations, like I'll just start laughing. And I always have to preface to people that like I'm not laughing at you. I'm just like really uncomfortable, or I'm really nervous and I don't know what to say. But like it's weirdly easier to confront people. I mean, not weirdly, but like it's easier to confront people who you aren't close with.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it feels better to confront people who you are close with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it means more.
Definitely. And I feel like you trust it more. Like you're not as like nervous about, I feel like not necessarily like nervous about the outcome, but it's like you trust them.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I don't think this one thing that I'm bringing up is going to be like,
yeah,
relationship damaging.
I think like going into like roommate stuff, like how do you confront your, like, because it's so personal so quickly.
Yeah.
That like, how do you get around that?
Yeah, I think I was talking to a friend last night about confrontation with roommates, and because you don't want to like hurt their feelings, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think especially like learning at college, we've talked about how like people are just weird, man.
Yeah.
Like, and people live such different lives than you.
Yeah.
So I think like obviously it's hard because you don't want to like go for their lives.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's difficult. I feel like it's like, yeah, you definitely have to like tiptoe in certain ways.
Yeah. It's just so personal so quickly.
Yeah.
I just hate confrontation. Like I will actively try and avoid it. But like you need to stick up for yourself quickly when you're in college.
No, definitely.
And like you need to voice how you feel and like all this stuff like really quickly.
Yeah.
Which is also really nerve-wracking.
Yeah. I think it's honestly, I think it's kind of healthy because sometimes when I don't want to do confrontation, like, I wouldn't say that I'm bad at confrontation. And, like, obviously I wouldn't want to do it. But, like, I'm not someone who can just, like, sit there and, like, wallow in it. Like, I need to be, like, you know, I need to sort it out. But I feel like definitely in college, too, if it's someone that you, like, regularly see, you can't avoid them.
Yeah.
You know? Like, can't necessarily just like stay in your dorm the whole time or like just like avoid them because you like basically live with them, like, so but it definitely is,
it's scary.
And I think like a good point you made about like people you don't know as well and then people you do,
yeah,
like that is a good point.
I don't know.
I think it depends on the topic, too, you know?
Yeah. Like, if it's something stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
then it's just, like, dude. But if it, like, it, yeah.
Anyways. Cool. Our next topic is age gaps.
Age gaps.
Okay. So, in my anthropology class.
Is that how we, like, started this?
I don't know, but.
We've had this on our list for a little
while. Yeah. In my anthropology class, there was this person who was talking about this relationship back at home between a 30-year-old and a 70-year-old and how it, like, works. And I was just thinking to myself, like, and we've had multiple discussions about, like, being in such different places in your life. But, like, when you're 30 and you're 70,
yeah,
like, you're getting ready to hit the hay. Am I wrong? Like, no?
You know, if they have enough money, then...
Bro, facts.
No, I feel like we've talked, like, in the, what, two and a little months that we've known each other.
Yeah.
Like, all of us have talked about age gaps, like, kind of a few times.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's different.
In college.
In college.
In high school, it's weird.
In high school, I was literally just saw something, like a post or something, and it was like, I think it was on Yik Yak, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, this, like, one of my friends is a senior and he's dating a, or it was like my ex boyfriend is a senior and is dating a freshman. Is that weird? And
yeah. In high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a, when I was a freshman, I knew like kind of a lot of kids who were dating juniors.
Oh.
And I feel like juniors are kind of different, but then at the same time, it's like junior year, I was so focused on college. And it's like freshman, you like, it's
yeah,
just like not even on your radar.
I think it's like the fact that you're just out of middle school.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Like, you have a senior and a freshman. There was actually a senior or a junior and a freshman getting with each other when I was a freshman. And it was just, like, weird to watch it go down. Like, because we have this student center at Packer, so it's, like, where all grades hang out. Like, everyone has...
Oh, all grades?
Yeah, like,
Did you have a senior section?
Yeah, we had, like, a freshman section, sophomore, junior, senior section. And, like, they'd be leaving school together one day, and he would, like, just come from the junior section to the freshman section, not even, like, speak a word to her. They would just, like, go off together. Like, it was just such a weird dynamic. Ooh. I was, like... I was like, oh, nah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like, a really good part, like, point is the different times in your lives. But I personally think at the same time, like, if it's love, then it's love. And I think it's different.
Bro, are you talking about high school?
No, not high school.
Oh.
But, like sophomore senior? Sophomore senior?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's, like... It's different at a small school and a big school. Like, I went to a really small school.
Yeah.
And everyone just knows your business.
Yeah.
Like, everyone. And so, even sophomore, senior, people would, like, talk. But they wouldn't have anything to say very much. Like, you would just get nervous that you, like, know people are talking about you.
Yeah. How many were in your grade again?
Like, 90-something, 95. Mm. How many people were in yours?
Like, 115.
Oh.
120. I think. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I think that's a little different, though. Sophomore, senior.
I mean, it is, yeah. I don't think junior, senior is that weird.
No.
Like, it really is just one year.
Yeah. But, like, college.
Yeah.
Freshman, senior.
That's just kind of, like, go for it, but, like, you're graduating.
Yeah.
And you're just arrived.
Yeah.
Like, you have 1 year.
But I think at the same time you can get into that, it's like...
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh my god,
I'm gonna hold it. I think with... You know, I think that's another hard thing. It's like, okay, if you want to spend that year together... It's like Mariah Carey or something. Like,
God.
But.
Speak your truth.
Like, if you just want to spend that year with each other, then, like, I get that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I respect that. And then, yeah, I think it'd be weird. You know, I think it would be hard if then, like, the next year you're a sophomore in college and someone's, like, in a real job.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't know. And then, like, how old were your parents when they met?
I don't even know. I think they're... Well, they both met when they were working in the same place. Uh-huh. I don't know exactly. I could do the math, but...
It's a lot.
That's a lot right now.
Yeah.
I think they're, like, 10 years. Mom, Dad, you can correct me. Just text me.
Wait.
They're listening.
They were 10?
No, 10 years apart.
They're 10 years apart.
I think so.
Oh, wow.
I think so. They'll give me a little text if I'm wrong. I could just do the math by doing their birthdays, but I'm too slow for that.
It's again a lot.
Yeah. How old were your parents when they met? Oh, wait. You should tell them the love story.
I feel like the thing is the only people listening are...
Are our parents.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But it was a really cute story. Really cute story. But then I think it's with that. Like, I guess you can kind of go off that. Like,
oh, they're 9 years apart. Sorry.
You know, they... Like, my mom followed my dad after, like, 2 days of knowing each other. And it's, like...
So cute.
It's so cute. And it's, like, a leap of faith. And, like, obviously that could have gone, like...
Badly.
But, I don't know. It's like they true were in love. Very different lives. Yeah, exactly.
Do you believe in true love? Like that there's one person for you?
No. Yeah. Do you?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. Do you believe in destiny? And like fate?
Yeah.
Me too. I don't know if there's like one true love.
I don't like wholeheartedly believe that everything happens for a reason, but I do.
Yeah.
Just like not, you know.
Because I like to use that.
Yeah, exactly.
I like to like use that. Like if something happens, like that's like I didn't get into a college. Like it's okay because everything will work out.
Yes.
And I like try and rather than going down like a bad path and like getting really sad and stuff, like. You just cope with it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like I applied to UVA ED and like it was like it sucked when I didn't get in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like then I wouldn't have come here.
Right.
And I wouldn't be on this radio show.
Exactly.
So, you know, that is definitely like that happened for a reason.
Yeah.
And no, I don't think that just one person.
Because
I guess you can, like, obviously I think love is different, but, like, friendship love, you know?
Yeah.
It's, like, I've, like, found a couple people that it's, you know, obviously, you're, like, you see it and you're, like, okay, this is, like, special, you know what I mean? And it's, like, if I can find that in a couple people and friends, then...
Mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah.
Are you my one true love?
Maybe.
Mm. Link.
All right, guys, we're gonna turn off the show.
Give us 5 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, moving on. Mask fishing.
Oh, we're moving on.
This is real. Like, this is real. Mask fishing.
I think it's like.
It's scary how it's real scary. It is.
It is scary.
Like, how do you find. Like, to all the single people, like, you see a hottie on the street, right? And you're like, okay, they're really attractive.
Yeah.
And then they take off their mask. And you're like, I just wasted a couple seconds of my life.
Okay. Oh, my God. I didn't even think I've told you this. 2 summers ago, I worked in, like, a little coffee sandwich.
Okay.
Like, bake shop on Martha's Vineyard.
When you gave them bounce. What? When you ate the cookies.
Ate them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day.
When I gained, like, 15 pounds in one summer and I didn't even realize it. Like, yes. Yeah. I totally forgot about this. One day, this guy walks in and he literally looks like Liam Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my jaw dropped. I was literally like, bro, like,
how?
What is happening? And so this girl that I worked with, like, I wasn't super close with her. It was probably, like, the second week I was working. Or, like, actually, it was pretty far in the summer. Probably, like, the third week I was working there. And I asked my friend, and I was like, dude, who is that?
Right.
Because everyone, like, knew, like, he had obviously worked there before, but I just, like, I think that was his first day that summer. And I was like, who is that? What are you talking about? And she was like, oh, yeah, that's Jared. And I was like, what in the heck? And then, obviously, I fell in love with him. And, like, not really.
Okay.
Not actually, but.
Well, okay.
Like uber crushed, because he looked like Liam Hemsworth. Like,
was he wearing a mask?
Yeah.
Cause we had COVID 2 years.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Not this summer, last summer.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We've had COVID for this long.
For reals. And then the last day of work, I was literally like, okay, bye all. Nice knowing you. And he like followed me and he was like, can I have your number? And I was like,
ooh.
But he like took off his mask and I was like, you're just a little less cute. Obviously, he was still really hot.
Did he look like Liam Hemsworth?
It's Liam.
I said Liam.
Liam's.
Oh.
Liam Hemsworth.
My throat hurts.
Get his name right.
Have you seen the last song?
God. We've talked about this, and we both, like, cried while talking to each other about this, because it's such a good song. Such a good movie.
That movie slaps.
Anyway, we need to start a list, because in the past, like, 2 hours, we have brought up, we just name-dropped seven movies.
I wrote them down, though. I want to watch Spotlight.
Yeah. You have to watch Spotlight.
And what's it called? Marvin's Garden?
Garden State.
Okay. Something like that.
Marvin's Garden.
I don't know where that came from.
That's actually hilarious. No, you need to watch Marvin.
Okay.
I just said Marvin the Garden State.
We don't talk about it.
We also have a couple, but literally in the last, like, hour, we have just added, like, four movies onto this list. Bruh, can we cancel school? For real.
For realsies.
Will we get snow days? You should get snow days because you're in K-Mine.
Facts. I'm going to slip falling up that. Yeah. I'm going to slip walking up that hill.
Yeah.
On my fish.
For reals.
I'm gonna go plop. I'm just gonna fall and I'm gonna go slide all the way back down the hill.
Yeah, seriously. No, but he wasn't, like, ugly by any means. Like, if he hadn't asked me the last day, I was, like, literally leaving 2 days after that. I was
Why didn't you make the move? Why didn't you break gender norms?
Hey, this is actually a fantastic point.
Okay.
He had just graduated college.
Age gaps.
Yeah.
How old were you? Oh, 2 summers ago? You were a junior in high school?
No, because I took a gap year, so I just graduated high school.
And he just graduated college.
Yeah. He went to Trinity.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So he's smart, too.
Not everyone who graduates college is smart.
But he graduated Trinity.
Oh.
Is what I was saying.
Oh, my God. I have such a story. So when I was getting recruited for soccer, my dad was like, you should look at Trinity. And I was like, I've heard some really bad things because I had just come from a camp at Colby. And they were telling me how, like, the girls at Trinity, for hazing, they, like, made this one girl, like, do coke, and she refused to. And then she reported the girls to the coach. But then the girls who made the other girl do coke were so, like, wealthy or something that they got the coach fired. Like, what? And I was like, and he was so confused. He was like, why not Trinity? And I kept on reiterating this.
Yeah.
I had good reasons. But anyways, go back. Sorry. Tangent about Trinity. Where is Trinity?
Connecticut?
Okay.
I don't know. I just knew it was a good school. Anyways, so that was another thing. That's why I didn't make the move.
Because
I was like, is this weird for you? You know?
4 years.
Yeah.
What did you look like 2 years ago?
Fat.
Me too. This is so random. My freshman year of high school, I, like, got, like, not a pixie cut.
A fat suit.
Shut up. I got my hair was cut really short. And I thought I was, like, the baddest bee in the whole land. Like, literally. I was like, high school, new look, new do, like, new clothes. Like, who knew that there were so many other pretty people in this world?
For real. Sometimes I look back.
No, but I looked horrible. I looked horrible.
I was like, who let me dress like that, and who let me be like that?
Like, in middle school, I would wear the same pair of leggings.
Oh. They had, like, cat leggings?
What?
Were they, like, cat leggings?
No. Okay. What are cat leggings?
They had, like, cats on them.
What?
No.
This actually goes into our next topic, because we're supposed to talk about Lululemon.
Oh, true.
But they were a pair of Lululemon leggings.
I would, like,
steal my sister's Lululemon leggings. Actually, one time I stole a pair, and then I wore them to gym class, and then I fell, and I ripped them. My head was about to be, like, just swiped off by her.
Did it? Was it?
Basically.
Really?
No. How Natasha and I would fight is she would pin me down. Like, pin me down. And she would spit on me.
But my sister did that too!
Bro, and my head would be, like, shaking back and forth so that she couldn't, like, aim.
That's exactly. No. She would, like, go to spit, but it would, like, hang out of her mouth. It was about to drop on me.
That's the same thing that Natasha did.
One time, she, like,
It would, and it would, like, sometimes it would just go straight to my face. Yeah. And it would be in my eye.
Like, that's exactly what she did to me. But now she's, like, 5'2", so I can get her. Bruh. She's still strong, though. Like, but...
That is so funny.
That's actually hilarious.
I would literally...
Like, how did that even come to their mind, is my question.
I don't know, but, like, I would sometimes just... It would be the grossest thing, because I would have spit, like, coming out of my eyes.
She would barely, like, actually spit on me. That's my thing.
Oh, Natasha would also, like, it would come out of her mouth, then she would suck it back
in. Yeah, that's what she would do. It was, like, a form of torture.
What is good with older sisters and spitting?
Actually, ours wasn't really a fight. Ours was more of, like, laughing. Yours was, like, crying.
Mine was, like, she was mad at me. I know. Wait, what was I going to say? Oh, whatever.
Okay, back to my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Jared. His name was Jared.
Oh, yeah, Jared.
So that, yeah, like, that was a problem. And yeah, because the age gap. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was difficult. Because I was also thinking about it like that, because my friend was like, what do you mean? Go for it. And I was like,
4 years.
He's, yeah. And, like, graduated. You were 17? College.
18?
I guess. I met him when I was 17.
You're turning 20 this year.
Going into summer, yeah.
When's your birthday?
July 20th. So later. But you're 18, right?
20 years old, damn. Oh, well, I'll be 19 before you're 20.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was, like, a complex topic. That goes in with our age gap and our mask fishing.
And our Lululemon.
Wow. Thanks, Jared.
We just
Jared.
Get around.
Thanks, bro. Jared Swain.
Bro, we just hop. We're homie hoppers.
We really are.
We're topic hoppers. But Lululemon. No.
No?
Just no.
Really?
Yeah.
I have Lululemon. I wear Lululemon.
That's okay, because you're special.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does that, like... That must have been a thing in New York.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, because, like... You go from, like, the top of Manhattan to Brooklyn, and the style just changes, like, in each location. Like,
really?
You have Upper East Side fashion, you have Lower East Side fashion, Upper West Side fashion, Midtown, West Village, Soho.
Wow.
Wall Street, which is basically just suits.
Yeah.
And then, like, Brooklyn, which is... But there's also differences in, like, fashion in Brooklyn, like... Anyways, it's just interesting. So the Upper East Side fashion is usually, like, the Golden Goose.
Yeah.
Lululemon, Kinder Goose fashion. But I used to wear Lululemon. I think it's just, like, my problem.
You don't really wear leggings, right?
No. I wear I like biker shorts.
Yeah.
But my problem with Lululemon is, like, I know you'd be making, like, $8. I know you have to make a profit. I understand that. But you are making, like, $8... Or not even $8 or less to make a pair of leggings, yeah. And you're selling them for like $120.
Yeah.
And like, there just is a problem with that with me.
Really?
Like, I don't know. I also I just don't like to wear what everyone else wears.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I don't know. I feel like leggings will always be a thing. I just can't bring
They're
myself
just, like,
to, like...
They're just, like, so easy.
Yeah, they are.
You know what I mean? It's, like, when I don't want to get dressed up. And, like, I rarely wear... I wear sweatpants a lot here, but, like, it's usually after, like, 4 p.m.
Yeah.
After my last class, I'll switch into them. But, like, when I don't want to wear sweatpants and I don't want to wear jeans...
Yeah.
I just put on, like, a hoodie and leggings.
Mm-hmm.
And...
As you should.
That's, like, enough of a
human being. I'm just different. Me.
What about, like, athletic shirts? Like, Lululemon athletic shirts.
I just don't really wear them.
Yeah. For riding, that's, like...
Well, yeah.
That's, like, basically what I wear in the summer.
It's, like, different. Like, when I would play soccer, like, and I would go practice outside, like, I would put on a tank top and stuff. Yeah. But, like, the yogi I am... Do you know what a yogi is?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wear, like, a sports bra.
Yeah. You couldn't do that with riding, but I would. Yeah. But no, I definitely wear leggings. It's just easy.
What's the temperature tomorrow? I might wear them tomorrow. Just to say. But I think back to that price thing, like jeans, that's just denim. And then you rip them.
Yeah.
Like, those cannot cost, like, a lot.
I know. Make. Jeans are so expensive.
They're really expensive. And I totally get it. Like, Levi's jeans, like...
Vintage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, great jeans.
Yeah.
And, like, they fit you well. And, like, they're really cute. But you could also go, like, really wrong with jeans.
Yeah. Some jeans... There are some places in the city it's, like, $400 a pair.
Seriously. There are some. Like, Mother jeans. I love Mother jeans, though.
No bueno.
Do you... Wait. Quick question. Skinny jeans?
I wear skinny jeans.
Do you really?
My black pair. I just don't own a lot.
Yeah.
Do you like skinny jeans?
No. I also have a black pair, but I feel, like, self-conscious when I wear them.
Why? Camel toe?
No.
Oh.
Because I don't like skinny jeans.
Oh.
Skinny jeans are kind of out, though.
They are. Bro, you know what's... You know what I've never understood?
What?
Leggings with rips.
I've never seen those.
Like, people get leggings pre-cut, like jeans, that have rips in them. And I'm like, why?
Like, I'm jeggings?
Like, no.
Like, leggings. Like, Lululemon leggings that they just rip like jeans?
Well, they, no.
Basically.
They don't rip them themselves. Like, they'll
buy, they them.
Buy them pre-ripped.
I've never seen that. And like, I never want to.
I'm like, ew. What the heck?
That sounds horrible. That sounds genuinely horrendous. I'm on your side there.
Yeah. Like, no. I'm sure if Lululemon came out with that, though, everyone would be like...
Yeah, true.
You know what is kind of in? You know those, like, sweatpants that kind of flare out? They're, like, tied up here. Those are in.
Yeah.
I don't love those. I don't love them either. I feel like I'm a mom in like a tracksuit,
yeah,
looking to get something down.
Honestly, I kind of want tracksuits to be in. Like, I want to wear a tracksuit around.
Wear one. You just need to, like, you've been saying how you want to, like, wear weird stuff. Just do it. No one cares. Like, that kid literally wore his foot. You know what's his face? Oh, never mind. Whatever. Never mind.
I'm confused. See, this is one of those times where she just predicted. She needed me to predict what she was going to say.
So like, then I didn't have to say it. But then I remembered you weren't there.
Oh, I'm not cool enough.
Yeah. Fair basically.
Point. No, but, like... I think, A, I can't really find stuff that I'm like, oh my god, I really want to... rock that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I don't know, like, as a 19-year-old, I just feel like I can't wear what I want to wear. Wait, have you seen Killing Eve?
Who?
Killing Eve.
No.
You haven't?
What is that?
A TV show? It's so good. Yeah, it's a TV show. Sandra Oh's in it.
Oh.
It's actually so good. You should
Do
watch
it. Do you remember?
It. Yeah.
Our comments. We cannot be
if
sure.
If you said something bad.
No. No. I'm being gaslighted right now. Zoe said something inappropriate. That cannot be
India laughed said. At it. Anyways.
Bruh, shout out to Amelia. She said, and you're so right. Wait. Lol, the way that you wore leggings every day in middle school. Like, I literally did. I wore that and, like, this Kids Walk for Kids with Cancer t-shirt. And, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I don't know how many times I rewashed those leggings. Like,
oh, sweet baby.
Like, I couldn't tell you.
Like, the same pair every day?
Yeah, and I would have temper tantrums because I'd be like, Mom, I have no clothes. And then she'd be like, yes, you do. And I would, like, freak out, and then I would just wear the same exact thing that I wore the day before. Like, so it was just...
Cool.
No, I was so down bad. Like, I was smelly. I'm sure I was smelly.
Oh.
Bruh. I'm sure I was that one kid that everyone was like...
Stay away from.
Don't sit next to her.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully I've changed. Okay. Hopefully I'm clean. That's why I shower, like, 2 times.
Yeah, seriously. What were we saying? Oh, Killing Eve.
Oh, yeah. What is that about?
It's about, like, an assassin. Like, a woman assassin.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like... Sandra was this detective, like, trying to catch her, basically.
But the assassin, she's a sociopath, but she's like super cool, mm-hmm. and she has like the coolest style ever, and she just like walks around. Like, I don't really want to kill people, but like, no, I want to be her.
Are we the sociopaths that just walk around?
Yes. No, you're Sandra Oh again in this situation.
Stop it.
You're trying to stop me.
Stop it. Stop. 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 Stop.
No, I like want you to watch it just so you can see all of her cool outfits. Like the first episode, she goes to like see a therapist or something.
Okay.
And she shows up in like this full neon pink ball gown thing. It's so cool. Like that's what I want to do. And she wears like these really cool pantsuits and stuff. Oh. I want to be that.
You want to be Hillary Clinton. You want to be Hillary Clinton.
I just like a cool blazer. That's what I want to wear. I just feel like I can't show up to History of the Modern World.
Yes, you can.
In, like, a cool blazer.
You're there to make your debut. What are you doing?
My debut? I'm holding my mic.
Stop it. Ooh. Stop.
Please. I know you see me.
I want to play a song.
Okay. What song?
Shrug Too Hard. No, I'm kidding.
Play Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
What is it?
Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Oh, right. I haven't listened to this yet. Is it explicit?
Oh, I think there's one that isn't.
Oh, wait, it wouldn't. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, I love Cocaine this one. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love it. Okay, word, we're going to play this for you guys.
Okay, we'll be back shortly.
Bye.
Listening, it isn't when you're talking for your namesake. Jesus, Mary, Magdalene, you are you okay? Sitting by the well, Jill, you're falling down the hill, Jack and everybody laugh. Don't you pray to a cocaine Jesus in a black four seater. Got a man, don't need him, but you wait. Call me when you want, or just call me when you need it. If you only ever need.
day. I'm just a page on written on the pavement. You need it till you live. But I'm more than a need or a thing you believe or a word that you leave unsaid.
And we're back.
I hope
you
guys
like, yeah, Rainbow Kitten Surprise. I recommend it to all. Yeah.
We just had a little coughing attack. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, we did.
It was like the cough Olympics.
It was sweet of us. Okay. Are we talking about friends or are we talking about shorts too?
We can talk about friends.
Okay. We're gonna talk about red flags in friends.
My first thing is when, like, you're struggling. Like, let's say I was struggling and my friend wanted to go to a party.
Yeah.
And chose the party over, like, if I was going through a really hard time.
Yeah.
But that is putting a lot of pressure on the friend to be the only person there for you.
Yeah.
But, like, if they're like, oh, like, let me just, it's fine. If they're like, I just really want to go to this party, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Or when, like, a friend leaves you behind. Like, you're getting ready or something.
Yeah.
And their friend really wants to go to the party to see a guy or see a girl.
Yeah.
And, like, and then just leaves you behind.
Yeah.
Puts their interests over, like, which you can do. Like, you're allowed to put your interests over others.
Yeah.
But, like, when you, like, leave a soldier behind.
Yeah.
No, no, no. No bueno.
No. 100%. And I think that's, like, 100% agree with that, because I feel like a lot of the times I'm the person that just kind of wants to stay in, but, like, I don't want to force my friends to stay with me.
Yeah.
But I think it's, like, it's that kind of reversal.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, the people that, like, hold you back, mm-hmm. you know, and then being, like, kind of guilt-tripping you or, like, mm-hmm. gaslighting you
yeah.
into doing things that you don't want to and saying, like, oh, you're not a good friend if you don't do this.
Yeah.
You know? But it's, like, I think with that, like, if you're having a hard time and, like, it's obvious that, like, you need someone, mm. like, that's the, obviously, that's, yeah. like, if someone's not there for you in that way, then, like, how do you know they're going to be there in, like,
right.
other ways, you know?
Exactly.
It's like you're choosing a dumb party over this.
Also, what's a red flag?
When people don't listen to your radio show, honestly.
Honestly.
Like, okay, that's, like, a little bit of a joke, but at the same time, it's, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You can't listen once. It's 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Support your fellow friends who are trying to make it into this world.
Realsies. It's, like, you're not doing anything. Just listen to the background.
We're about to get texts being, like, I promise.
Yeah, literally. But... yeah, I think with that, too. Like, coming to support.
Like, I'll be at your horse show.
Yeah.
I promise.
Yeah. Or, yeah, like, going to Shan's swim meet and everything.
Yeah.
It's, like, no one's even forcing us to do that. It's not like, oh, I feel obligated to.
Right.
It's like, oh, I actually
you want to do like, it. Like, you want to be
yeah,
there.
None of us understood what was happening in that swim meet.
Oh, but, yeah. Why is that so confusing?
So confusing.
It was, like...
we were, like, looking at the program being, like, what is happening?
Like,
and they
where
won,
did the...
you know, right?
They were and we literally so thought they were losing so badly.
So bad.
We were, like, Lafayette, like,
yeah,
got it.
On,
like,
guys.
Damn.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think that, too.
Purr?
What is that? Oh, someone outside. Yeah, I think that, or...
I'm trying to think.
What else was I going to say?
When you, like, compare yourself with your friends. Or
yeah.
with your friend.
Yeah.
Like, constantly.
Yeah. Like, you make it a competition.
Yeah.
Like, that's the last thing that...
like my best friend and I used to compete, like, in every which way. And then we just realized that we were different people.
Yeah.
And, like, at what point can you compete anymore
yeah.
when you're just nothing to compete
yeah,
about?
Yeah, exactly. It's like... I think that's what really annoys me is like competition,
because mm-hmm.
it's like I'm
friends with you because you're gonna like support me in my own unique ways.
Right.
And it's like, I'm not gonna compete with you to do this dumb, these dumb things. And then it becomes like your rival instead of your friend, I feel like.
No, I get that.
And I feel like that's why it can be hard to like be in the same class as your friend or, you know, have similar, not necessarily like interests, but like goals or things that you like could compete in. I think that's difficult. Or I think also, what is going on? I think what I really appreciate is when people, like friends, text you randomly or like, I don't know, like show you like signs of love that like are just like unique, you know? It's like, oh, they're thinking about me when it's like they have other stuff to do. You know what I mean?
No, I get that.
It's like, I think that's a green flag. Green flag. What else? I should have a lot.
I don't know. I didn't have as many as I thought I would. What else? My head is just clogged right now.
Clogged. Cough it up. Cough it up, baby.
Literally.
Yeah. I think.
What else?
Exclusion.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a massive thing for me.
Bro.
Like
and they don't even realize.
Yeah.
Like,
that's.
I hate when I get excluded, like it honestly like makes like my world feel like it's crumbling.
No.
What?
Yeah, it was like it impacts me heavily.
Because I'm like
I talk about in therapy.
Literally. Like then I'm just like, okay, no one wants me. Like no one wants
no one notices
that I'm not here. And that was like my huge thing in high school. Like
me too.
I was surrounded by people a lot. But at the same time, I felt so excluded, like, just literally at the same time. And it was, like, I just knew that no one was, like, thinking about, like, oh, let me go talk to India. Yeah. Like, I'm interested in what she has to say.
Yeah.
And that, like, made me so self-conscious about, like, no one cares if I'm in the room.
Yeah.
Like, no one blah, blah, blah. And I've been, like, fighting that here.
Yeah.
And it's, like, because it's the same thing. You're surrounded by people. You're meeting new people. But it's, like, who wants me here?
Well, everyone wants you here.
What
is happening? Someone is, like, hitting a metal pole to the ceiling of this.
Are we getting hate crimed?
Maybe. Possibly. Maybe it's a friend from the past that excluded us. I think
who excluded us?
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, I think that's what's special about here. It's like I feel like we text each other a lot of like, you know, being like, oh, where are you? And like, you know, can I see you and stuff? And it, like that means so much. And I think that goes along with like the like random acts, like the texting you randomly or something, because it's like, oh, they're thinking about me. And I feel like, you know, exclusion's kind of, you're like, oh, why aren't they thinking about me? And like my group in high school was like kind of toxic in that way. There were so many of us, but like I'd see something happening and I'm like, wait, like why is everyone there and I'm not? And then I would confront one of them and she'd be like, oh, I didn't even like realize, like I didn't mean to. And I'm like, that hurts
even same. More
like that like was, you know, it's like, you know,
so anyways, I think
exclusion is like a big one.
Facts. I want to play a little song to close this out. Just to all the people who are feeling excluded right now,
for real,
we are thinking about you.
We are,
and we love you so much.
You're funny.
Yeah. Thank you to everyone who's listening, because
for real.
Thank you.
Wish us good riddance and calm throats.
Facts. We need our antibiotics. Hey, yo, I'm out, bro. I'm out.
Okay.
Peace.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears. beach house, I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute. That's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it, though I'm lying down thinking about you. Oh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you,
do you? Or do you not think so far?
From color.